Gaeaf agus Fáilte go Gian Clár cum an Luke Glass Gaeaf na Seachtain na Seol Amíg Tom Comac with you as always on a Wednesday night. We're here until 9 o'clock and well, coming up on tonight's programme we're joined by Donegal manager Rory Gallagher who pays tribute to one of the giants of Donegal football, Neil Gallagher, who of course was forced to retire, announced his retirement earlier this week. And Neil of course suffering with a back injury and well, one of the most decorated of all Donegal footballers of all time, what an All-Ireland title, captain of National League football winning side, and of course two All-Stars as well as three All-Star titles, and well, we even have a couple of two or three Donegal Championship titles, although I'm sure we will see him with Glenswilly again. But Neil, unforced through injury, the old back finally giving up on him, and we'll be joined by Rory Gallagher in a moment. Rory paid tribute to me earlier in the week. We'll also be joined by 1992 All-Ireland winner Manus Boyle, of course a columnist these days with the Donegal Democrat, and Manus, who scored 9 points in that All-Ireland final against Dublin in 1992. Fittingly, I suppose we talk to him tonight as we look ahead to Sunday's big game between Donegal and the reigning All-Ireland champions, the five in a row chasing Dublin. That game is on in McCool Park. It's one of the big games of the weekend. There are a number of other big games as well. We talk to Manus a little bit later about those as well. But first tonight, before we do that, we just want to tell you, of course, as always, you can text us on 087 60 25000 if you want to make any comment or have anything to say, or if you need any issue that we bring up on the programme. And 086 60 25000. And also, just to remind you again, of course, you can also listen back to the programme on www.highlandradio.com. That's from tomorrow morning. And of course, we have loads of people all around the world listening to us live on www.highlandradio.com tonight. And indeed, we'll be doing a little item about America in a moment as well with Rory Gallagher, and we have quite a few people out there as well. And of course, you can also listen back to the Highland Radio app. That's on tomorrow morning as well, so quite a lot of interest in that. But it's a busy weekend coming up in Gaelic games, and of course Donegal, as I said, playing Dublin in that crunch Allianz Football League game in McCool Park. And of course, as we mentioned, the announcement earlier this week that Neil Gallagher no longer going to be with us. But just earlier this week as well, I spoke to Rory Gallagher about Donegal's upcoming fundraising trip to America.
Well, Rory, first of all, Donegal heading out to New York in April for Easter. You maybe tell us a little about it.
Yeah, Tom, you know, we, I suppose, thought about it last year to see was it a runner, so it was. It didn't suit the timing. You know, this year, the opportunity to go out falling in Easter holidays. We're leaving on Tuesday the 11th and we're returning the following Monday. You know, we're playing on the Thursday night, the 13th, we're playing the New York County team, and on the Saturday, we're playing the New York County team in a second game. It helps with their preparation for playing Sligo in the Connacht Championship.
Yeah, and the purpose of it is what?
Well, I suppose the primary purpose, you know, where we come out is number one, I suppose, is a great opportunity for the group to get away, you know, on a trip like this. It will be, you know, a good opportunity to spend, you know, 5-6 days together, play two games, do some video analysis, you know, work on things ourselves. You know, there's a good friend of mine, Keelan McLaughlin, he's the chairman of Donegal in New York, and Lawrence McGrath, a Donegal man from Pettigo, is chairman in New York, and I spoke to the boys about it, so I did, and thankfully they've put it together, a combination of the New York board and the Donegal club out there are funding the trip for ourselves. It'll not cost us anything. And then probably a big carrot as well, the Donegal New York club have set up a committee to run a fundraising golf classic out there on the Friday the 14th. So, you know, once all these things were on offer, you know, our own county board obviously were keen for us to go, and they've got involved, and we're trying to, you know, arrange some prizes where we're going to have an auction after the Golf Classic. We hope to have 70 teams in the Golf Classic between what the Donegal New York club out there and what our own county board can get, and obviously sponsorship as well for different holes and tees and things like that. So, you know, the fundraising element will be huge.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to network as well.
Huge, you know, that's one thing that the county board are keen to do, to go out and meet a lot of the Donegal people that are out in New York, not just in New York. We spoke to Boston, where Eamon Kelly and Paddy McDevitt, who are very involved in the Donegal Boston club, and we spoke to Seamus Sweeney, who's involved in the Donegal New York club, and try to get those people up and any other Donegal people based in the States that they know. And obviously, you know, it's an expensive business running inter-county teams at all levels with our hurlers and ourselves and underage development squads and things like that. So, you know, a lot of proceeds will go towards the Donegal training foot, and also we have our Donegal training centre in Convoy, which you know, we're making good progress with over the last number of years, and obviously it's in everybody's interest to get the job finished off.
And there is a big Donegal diaspora out there, not just in America, or not just in New York, Boston, Chicago, London, you name it, literally everywhere now, even Dubai, whatever. But it's something maybe Donegal have been slow to tap in. Other counties, we read about Kerry, we read about Monaghan, we read about Cavan, all going and tapping into it as well.
Well, that's something definitely that, you know, I was very aware of, you know, that you've seen these other counties going out, and whatever other counties bring back, good luck to them, you know. And having, you know, Donegal, Keelan and the Donegal New York Club brought myself and Nicol out, you know, over the last couple of years to help assist the team. We trained them in 15, and they were lucky enough to win their first championship in 11 or 12 years, and they were beaten in the final this year, and we very much enjoyed it. So we see the potential in it, and the county board see the potential in it, and we're just looking to network and try to raise awareness of what's required over here to run the teams and run the centre of excellence, and try to, I suppose, initiate contacts that will help fund it.
Because Donegal people are proud people, as you have discovered, I'm sure.
They're very proud people, and they're very generous people as well. They have a huge love for the county, number one. They've an absolutely fascination with the senior team, and the senior team doing well. And, you know, we're looking to marry the two together so that everybody's happy.
Because like the rest of us, they've had a glorious, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah. Listen, we've had a great time, you know. And, you know, we've been in 6 Ulster Finals in a row and 2 All-Irelands, and, you know, we've had a lot of good days, some tough days, and, you know, they feel a huge emotional attachment to that, and if they can help, I think they're very keen to help us.
So just remind us again when you're going out.
Leaving on Tuesday the 11th of April. We're actually, Keelan and the Donegal New York Club have arranged for us to go to watch the New York Knicks on the Wednesday night. We're playing New York County team on the Thursday night. The Golf Classic is on the Friday, and we're playing the New York County team again on the Saturday, you know.
Yeah. And where are the Golf Classics, do you know?
I'll have to cut that bit out. I can send it on to you. I do know the place,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And tell me, finally, obviously, it's kind of preparation as well for a couple of games for the championship. It's the end of the league as well. Probably half reward, half looking ahead.
Exactly, yeah. It's a bit of reward for the boys for knuckling down to the training programmes and putting in the amount of time that they have. So it is, but also, you know, if we can take our full squad, you know, it'll be a chance for everybody to get a game against New York.
And just remind anybody who wants to go, or I know we have listeners in New York and in the States, who are the contacts over there?
Look, it's Keira McLaughlin, I suppose, and Simon Gillespie from Ballyshannon has been very instrumental in it. Simon is the GA officer out there for the New York County Board. You have James McFadden from St. Michael's is involved in it. You have Fermanagh Man very much involved in the Golf Classic. Marty Moss is involved with the Donegal Club. You have Lawrence McGrath, obviously, involved. Pat McGill, I don't want to leave anybody out.
But so there's plenty of people. Seamus Sweeney as well.
Seamus Sweeney, yeah. Seamus is going up to it, and Paddy McDevitt and Eamon Kelly, but there's a huge amount, you know, there's an awful lot of goodwill out there.
Look, I hope you have an enjoyable trip, and hopefully we have at least that secured at that stage.
Well, that's the aim, Tom, thanks.
That's Rory Gallagher speaking to me earlier this week, just about this trip which Donegal are making at Easter, as you heard Rory there. It's a combination of maybe laying the hair down and also a fundraising and networking, and Donegal hoping to tap into the Donegal diaspora, just like some other counties, particularly Kerry, and I know Monaghan and Cavan have done in recent times as well. I think Mayo possibly has as well. So certainly an opportunity, and if you have any friends or any family out in the States, and or need, if you want to join the team for a few nice overnights in that's over Easter, I think, isn't it? It's over the Easter weekend. If you want to spend Easter in New York or the Big Apple, certainly, and those two games as well. So, but the main aim is obviously fundraising and networking, because as Roy says, it's quite an expensive business. What it cost roughly 800,000 to run Donegal teams last year, and we have that big centre of excellence as well up in Convoy, which is actually is now called the Donegal Training Centre, Centre of Excellence, no longer an admired handle or name for something. Just to remind you, of course, as well, if you want to text us, or you can do so 086 60 25000, and if you're texting us from the north of Ireland, it's 00353 86 60 25000. And just to remind you again, of course, of that listen back, you can listen back on the Highland Radio app or indeed on the World Wide Web, www.highlandradio.com. And it's me, Tom Cormack, with you tonight until 9 o'clock. And as we mentioned earlier, one of the great giants of Donegal football of all time, and indeed one of the county's most decorated footballers, Neil Gallagher, was forced through injury to call time in his career. It was announced earlier this week. I think Neil had finally decided last week, but Rory Gallagher announced it earlier this week. And when I was speaking to Rory on Monday ahead of Sunday's game, he also paid tribute to the big Glenswilly man.
Though he goes with his head held high, he's been a great servant, and I know he's going to be a huge loss, not only just on the playing field, but in the dressing room as well.
Absolutely, Tom. You know, he's a special place in the Donegal supporters, as of all the lads, but you know, it was, used to be funny, we'd be watching the video back of some games we might have been winning, and we'd take him off, and the roar he would get, you know, it was unbelievable. Sometimes we felt he let on to have a wee knock just to get that roar, but he's a special place in everybody's heart. The amount of times I've been asked over the last number of years, how's Big Neil, or when's Big Neil going to be back, you know, it speaks volumes for him. But we'll miss him as a great teammate, as somebody who gave himself completely to the group, as extremely unselfish, extremely competitive, extremely driven, and just he'd be a massive loss to everybody.
Is it a blow to your prospects for 2017?
It sounds strange, it's not really, Tom, in the sense that because he didn't play last year, and he and myself both knew it, while he wanted to give it a go, the odds were very much stacked against him. And, you know, I have got to be, you know, honest with myself and plan without him. If he'd been back, it would have been a massive bonus and one we'd have been delighted to get, Tom. But we have got to move on. We'd love to have him, but he's not there, and it's probably what I expected.
And it's not the end of an era, but it's getting close, isn't it? You have Big Eamon McGee gone, you have Colin McFadden, Rory Kavanagh, Christy Toy, David Walsh, you know, they're all gone, and now Big Neil.
Yeah, it probably is an end of an era, you know, from you know, the exception of maybe Neil McGee and Carl. You know, that these, but all those guys are a few years older than them, to be honest. But that era of lads 33 to 35, it's without a doubt, it's an end of an era, and those boys would have been great buddies, and a lot of them would have been involved from 2002, 3, 4, so they would have, you know, and they obviously enjoyed, you know, because it gets forgotten, they enjoyed their National League victory in 2007, which was a great achievement. But look, it is the end of an era, Tom, even though we have a few lads still playing and very, very much holding their own. We've moved on with a new team, you see that, you know, in the early stages of the season, and that's something that, you know, I knew was coming.
Yeah, so, and I'm sure you and everybody else wishes them well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, on a personal level, I enjoyed a great relationship with him, with a great bond. I always admired him, you know, and he had a huge passion for football, you know, and I don't think that'll ever leave him.
Yeah, and a very quiet man, but from what I gather, a great brain for the game as well.
A great football brain, Tom. You know, people associate the high fielding with him. We felt there was an awful lot more to him. Tactically, he was really, really switched on, his use of the ball. Defensively, knowing where to be, great reader of the game. He had some great interceptions as well. His dynamic with when to know, and particularly when to know and to let the ball into Michael, was huge as well. And, you know, he's just so many great qualities that maybe the football brain side of it gets overlooked at times.
And has he given any indication of what he's doing in terms of club football?
He would definitely hope to play with Glenswilly at some stage. I don't know how it's going to happen. He doesn't know how it's going to happen. He played last year with very minimal training. It is a different level, it's a different pace of football, club and county. You know, we hope that he can get to that stage, and he hopes, but he just doesn't know yet. He's got to see how, with more sustained rest, can the back issue settle down, you know, and then can he train, but he's going to have to rest up for a wee while yet.
Gee, agus fáil te ar ais, good Jean Clark coming to Class Gale, Ash Ochtan show with me, Tom Cormack. And, well, just before the break there, we heard Rory Gallagher paying tribute to Big Neil Gallagher, who unfortunately was forced to call time on his career at football, and playing football for the county at least, last week, announced earlier this week. And, well, certainly one of the gentle giants of the game, but certainly one of Donegal's most decorated footballers as well. What, two All-Stars and All-Ireland, three Ulster titles, and a captain of a National League winning side. So certainly Neil owes the county nothing, and certainly, as I mentioned, quiet gentleman. And well, I've got another quiet gentleman on the phone, indeed a star of another era as well, Manus Boyle, of course, a member of the 1992 All-Ireland Donegal winning team. He defeated Dublin in that final. Manus scored, remember, those 9 points on that occasion. And of course, Manus is now also a columnist with the Donegal Democrat, and quite open about his views as well. Manus, first of all, as always, delighted to have you. You're a regular contributor, and we always enjoy having you. And well, you heard Rory there pay tribute to, I think, a gentle giant.
Yeah, super player. I mean, I suppose the writing has been on the wall Didn't play a lot of football last year for Donegal. The injuries probably catching up, Mother Time catching up with him. But in his day, probably one off, if not one of the finest midfielders ever to play the game, would be it in Donegal or in the country, you know. Great way with him, both on and off the field. Super competitor, great feet, great hands, and his link up play with Michael Murphy, both for Glenswilly and for Donegal, you know, would be a big reason why we've had the success in his era.
Mm. And I know Rory said it's not as big a blow as people might think, because he wasn't playing much. He didn't play for Donegal last year except a few minutes against Roscommon. Nonetheless, he's going to make a big void. A lot of people were wishing and hoping that he would be back in the engine room this summer.
Yeah, I mean, I thought after his performance in the county final against Kilkerry, you know, that he seemed to have a fairly pep in his step, if you want to say, and he was up for it, and his contribution that day to Glenswilly was just enormous, along with Big Murphy. But you know, you always felt that maybe if he got a clear run at training for 3 or 4 months, that he would still have a great deal to offer to Donegal. But you know, that's the funny thing. I mean, you get injured, one can lead to another, and if it's constant, especially at his age, you know, it's probably better rather than have a persistent injury when you're older, you know. But he'd be a huge miss to Donegal, and in his time, as I say, probably one of the finest players ever to play the game, you know.
Yeah, and certainly we could do it on Sunday, man, against Dublin. Before we look ahead to the game against Dublin, what do you make of Donegal so far? Two games in, okay, they didn't compete, shall we say, in the McKenna Cup. We all had views on that one.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed that probably we didn't compete in the McKenna Cup, but I mean, they took the decision, and that's it. That's the job they have. The Kerry game, I think Kerry, if we're extremely honest with it, I think Kerry got off the foot of the pedal with 20 minutes to go, and we latched on a few scores, and probably the score at the end probably, you know, didn't tell the true picture. But in the best sense, went down to Roscommon, picked up two brilliant points, a lot of good performances from the young lads, young Kieran Thomson, Marty Riley, another exceptional game, and has grown into a super player. You know, wherever he's asked to play, he seems to put it in. Owen Bann from our own town here, super player, you know, and Caelan Ward, you know, they're making a huge contribution and making huge strides, and you know, and getting to the level that they need to be. And again, another fine performance from Michael Murphy, you know.
Yeah, certainly, Michael. I think the debate is nearly over, isn't it, about whether you play Michael inside or outside, because I think, I don't know if Donegal have any choice really at the moment but to play him out the field.
Yeah, well, I mean, with the loss the last couple of years now of Rory Kavanagh, now Big Neil, Christy Toy, Liam McLoon not coming back into the squad, and as I've always alluded to, Ryan Bradley's been a huge miss over the years. We're not blessed with that many big men, so you do need his physical presence now around the middle of the field, although, you know, I still believe against certain teams we need him on the edge of the square. But, you know, we're in a position now where we have to have him out the field, and his contribution is just enormous, you know, and without him we will struggle, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Dublin coming to Ballybuffet, there was a lot of talk at the beginning of the year that Dublin's focus was going to be on a 3-in-a-row championships, but they've won 5 leagues in a row, and it looks like they're from their first 2 games and the teams that Jim Gavin has fielded, that they're hell-bent on winning 5 leagues as well.
Yeah, that's the thing about success. It breeds more of it. They've managed all those last 5 or 6 years to just continuously take new players on board, and their hunger is still there. I mean, Philly McMahon, the last day, you know, he's a few All-Irelands won, National Leagues won, and he's still as hungry as ever to play. Stephen Cluxton, they are so willing to play and willing to put it in for their manager, for their teammates, for their supporters, for their county. You know, it's a great credit to them. And it will be a serious challenge come Sunday.
Yeah, and obviously, well, you know, they probably can afford to as well, because with no disrespect to the Leinster Championship, you know, they're probably going to sail through that anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, another thing, Tom, they seem to be able to keep that level of fitness throughout the year without, in the back of the mind, they know they can probably waltz through the Leinster Championship. You know, maybe in the final they might pick it up a wee bit, but really they're getting ready for August all the time, for August to September, those 6 weeks. And they have a great deal of players to pick from. The quality is huge. The appetite to continue to be successful is still as much as it was at the start. And
though, can people take heart from Tyrone's performance? Tyrone probably had them beaten and should have beaten them last time out.
Yeah, but I suppose you could point to the thing that it's only February, you know.
Mm. And maybe Tyrone are that bit of good ahead of the rest too.
Yeah, well, I suppose it was important for this Tyrone side to go and lay a marker like Donegal did many years ago in 2011, you know. They were laying a marker themselves, you know, for what might happen in the summer ahead, and it's no harm to do that. Tyrone have always managed to get huge performances when they need it most, and, you know, watching the game, terrible conditions, wind and rain. Again, Tyrone went at them when they had the wind in their back. They probably did sit too much in the end, but to be very fair to Tyrone, Dublin probably got a couple of calls that you could argue on the other day might have other referees might have let go, but
that was a soft free at the end.
I suppose the referees are aware of where they are and what's going on, and you know, if a player falls, you know, they tend to give it. But you know, in saying that, I think Dublin had plenty of chances before that, and a draw wasn't the worst result for Tyrone, and I'm sure McGavin's not too worried about the records of not being beaten in the last 3 or 4 years, but he'd want to come to Balfour because he'll know the record, the history with Donegal and Dublin this last 5 or 6 years. He'll want to again lay down a marker for any of the young boys thinking that, you know, that this is handy enough. You know, he'll lay down a marker whatever team he puts out.
Is there a kind of a psychological thing that they want to get psychological edge just in case they do meet you again?
Yeah, well, that's always been the way, Tom. You know, it has been, was the way in my day as well. I mean, if you were playing a team that you thought you would meet later on in the summer, you
put the willie in if you can.
Yeah, you just, you know, you laid the marker down, and if you needed to get a hit in early, you got it in, and you know, you made your statement then, and you know, it always comes back to you many years or maybe many months later, and you always remember that. So,
the knocks come back to you many years later.
Well, that's true too. But there's a lot of that going on, and I think that was probably in the back of Mickey Hart's mind when he went to Dublin the last day, because they were very defensive. And in fairness to Rowan, they've tried to change that play. They are more offensive than they have been in years gone past, and they're a good side. And they did put it up to Dublin, and Dublin will have learned a good bit from that they'll know that that's what Donegal will bring to the show.
Do you expect Donegal to be offensive or defensive? Because, in fairness, Donegal have been pretty offensive in their two games so far, you know, and they've left themselves a little bit exposed at the back.
Yeah, well, Rory had made the point earlier in the year that he wasn't going to be as defensive as Donegal have been in the past number of years. But the problem with that, Tom, is that we have, you know, against Kerry could have had 4 or 5 goals on us, you know, and on a number of occasions they fisted the ball over the bar, and I can guarantee you if it was in August they would be going for the net, you know.
Yeah.
So can we afford to do that against Dublin? I think that if Dublin get up goal opportunities, they're the type of players that like to go for them, the likes of Paul Mannion, Dean Rock, they'll want to go for goals. And you know, I don't know, is Darren McConnelly available after being knocked out of the club championship? I'm sure
he's available after being knocked out of the club championship, whatever about whether I'm turning.
Whether, you know, whether he comes back into the fold or not, you know. So you know, I think that you have to be some bit defensive, that you can't go all out attack against the likes of Dublin or the likes of Kerry or any of those. So you know, I think to be fair to the inexperienced players, they will have learned a lot from the Roscommon game a couple of weeks ago. They'll probably have talked about it. The confidence will be up that wee bit more, and you know it'll have helped them. And I think that if they can put in a good performance, if they get a point or two out of the game, so be it. But as long as it's a good performance and it's not a battering that might affect their performance for the next game or the summer ahead, I think that would be a worry, you know.
Look, at Manus, unfortunately the clock has beaten us. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll probably see you Sunday, and looking forward to that game. Of course, that's Donegal versus Dublin. You'll have live coverage of that game with Oisín Kelly on Sunday from McCool Park from 2 o'clock, and of course Tyrone entertain Cavan in Healy Park on Sunday as well. That's the other game in Division 1 on Sunday. Good luck, and congratulations to Big Neil on your retirement from Eddie. And we have to leave tonight on a sad note, and the death of a very good GA man who was tragically killed in a road accident in Mallon on Monday evening. I'm speaking, of course, of John McLaughlin Rusper. John was actually on his way to take Mallon under 16s to a training session when he was involved in that accident, and I know there have been glowing tributes paid to him, and we want to be associated with them here on Highland Radio on the GA programme as well. His funeral takes place tomorrow in Ballyhack in Moville at 11 o'clock, and certainly he was a great Gael, my guest year or away on him. And that's about it from me, from Tom Cormack, for this week. Good year and shock, and hugging, slán agus bannach.